In our book club on Wednesday nights, we're studying a book called Love Not the World. All I wanted to say is the chapter we did last week, which is called Mutual Refreshing. And I was so refreshed as I came into the church this morning. So many people were greeting each other and just blessing one another in the name of the Lord. And I don't know, it was just, what a wonderful feeling. Some people in Port Lytle are at home laying in bed this morning, and no one is blessing them or refreshing them. And I'm happy to be in his house. How many else are happy to be in his house this morning? Amen. Shining faces and loving countenances. It's wonderful. Our psalm for this morning is Psalm 52. If you'd like to open your Bibles and turn there, it's a very short psalm, only 9 verses. Why boastest thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah, which means stop and think about it. Oh my gosh, I think television news was just described. Could it be thou lovest evil more than good? Huh? We hear bad news. We hear bad news in the world. We hear bad news about the world. But I'm in the body of Christ. How about you? Yeah. I'm in the family of God, and I hear good news from my brothers and sisters in Christ. The psalm goes on, and it talks about this destruction that will come on the people that think this way, that love evil, and the punishment that'll come. And verse 7 said, lo, this man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. Oh, Lord, don't let us ever go there. Don't let us be there. Don't let us dwell there, even in our minds, even for a minute. But instead, let's latch on to verse 8 and 9. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. And that word house of God can also be translated the family of God. I am like a green olive tree thriving and bursting forth into joy and praise in the spring. I am like a green olive tree. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. Do you trust in his mercy or your righteousness? I'll take his mercy any day, huh? That's a much better deal than my righteousness. Amen. I will praise thee, how long? Forever. Because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name. Wait on thy name, that wait means to be entwined together with, to spend time with God, to be thinking his thoughts, to be giving ourselves to him in praise and worship. I will wait on thy name, for it is good before the saints. Let's stand and let's say these verses, these last two verses together. And say them with some vigor in your voice this morning, like you believe. Everybody, just see yourself. Are you a green olive tree?
Sure.
I'm a green one. If you push me this way, I'm not going to break. If you push me this way, I'm not going to break. I'm green and I'm thriving. Because I'm thriving because of Jesus and him living in me. Amen. I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Amen. Let's celebrate about it.
Let's do it.